The record-setting pink salmon catch in Alaska last year has left seafood processing companies with several years' worth of inventory of canned product, although not all of the pink salmon winds up in a can. In fact, industry in recent years has been freezing and reprocessing around half of Alaska's pink catch. Analysts say that move has helped weather the boom and bust cycles of salmon returns. KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
The 2013 pink harvest was the largest on record. It's led to a glut of supply, and will probably, there will be downward pressure on prices because of it. And it's really been a pretty tremendous impact.
That's Joe Jacobson, director of the state's Division of Economic Development, testifying before the House Fisheries Committee this month. Fishing fleets caught 219 million pink salmon in Alaska last year. That helped fill up an estimated 4 million cases of tall pink cans, and it's left companies with almost 5 million cases in inventory.
Even though the catch was big, we're not having any real problems moving through it.
Tom Sunderland is vice president of marketing for Ocean Beauty Seafoods, one of the companies that operates in the state. He says the demand for Alaska salmon seems to keep growing.
I mean, that isn't to say we don't have a lot of inventory. We do. We're in a heavy inventory position right now, and that's always a little worrisome when you're holding more inventory than you want, but it is selling well.
Companies say a can of salmon has a shelf life of about 6 years, so processors don't need to sell all of the 2013 catch right away. Andy Wink is a seafood analyst for the McDowell Group, a consulting firm that works with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute.
Given where sales have been the last several years, we're looking at inventory of about 2.6 years in terms of how much supply do we have and how much inventory do we have. So that would take us, you know, beyond 2015. Even if we did not can, another salmon for the next couple of years.
Wink says a chronic oversupply brought prices down in the early 2000s.
And that made it very difficult, obviously, to sell new production. But, you know, through a lot of hard work, through a lot of marketing, and actually through just shifting a lot of product out of the can, we were able to bring that inventory down.
Pinks that don't end up in a can are often headed and gutted, then frozen and shipped overseas for more processing. That's become an increasing portion of the catch, according to the Institute of Social and Economic Research's Gunnar Knapp.
That has changed over the past few years, processors had increasingly started freezing the salmon and shipping it to the Far East, to countries like China and Vietnam and Thailand for reprocessing into value-added products.
The Department of Agriculture will be buying $20 million worth of canned pinks for food pantry programs across the country. That's an expanded purchase over past years, and it's a decision that was hailed by Alaska's senators back in January. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.